loves you, the more he wants you to share it around. The more you share it around, the more you realize how inadequate you are for the task. And that's when you realize you need something more. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today on the program, we're going to be taking another look at God's blessing from a different perspective. Well, if you were able to join me yesterday on the program, you'll know that we've been talking a lot about God's desire to bless us. Let me be a little bit more specific. God's overwhelming desire to bless you abundantly. No, not a sugar daddy kind of blessing. Not an answer to prayers like, Lord, what I really want is $1 million in my account, a Mercedes SLE in the driveway, and a 27-room house overlooking the water. Now, in the right context, none of those are particularly bad things in and of themselves. They're just not prayers that God answers very often. God does want to bless us abundantly, super abundantly, Jesus said, beyond measure, without limit. But he wants to bless us in a way that glorifies him and in a way that's good for us. If you had a spoiled child at home, a teenager maybe who's always demanding this and that and throwing tantrums when he doesn't get it, would you bless him with more stuff? I hope not, because if you love him, you need to help him grow up. If, on the other hand, you had a child with a heart for helping other people and doing the best that she can possibly do and sacrificing her life for other people, if she asked you for a blessing, would you bless her? Absolutely you would. The only thing that would constrain you would be your resources and your power. Well, here's the good news. God is not constrained by resources or power. He has an infinite quantity of both of those. And like any good father, God's heart is to bless us without measure, provided that our intentions are the right intentions. And that's why we've been looking at the prayer of Jabez found tucked away amidst 9 chapters of dry, boring genealogies. Jabez stands out head and shoulders above his brothers and above the hundreds upon hundreds of names in that genealogy. And he stands out for this reason. It's because of what he prayed, what he asked God for. Let's take another look at it today. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honourable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Starting his life off with a name that literally meant, "I'm a pain," well, it's not such a good start in life, is it? But despite that less than optimal start in life, something that a lot of us can relate to, he asked God to bless his socks off. And as that blessing overflowed out of his life, he then asked God to expand his territory to enable him to share that blessing with so many other people. Blessing is something that flows into us from above, but when God blesses us abundantly, it flows out through us to those around us. And as we see them being blessed through the blessing that's overflowing through us, the next natural thing to ask for God to increase our borders so that we can share this blessing with more and more and more and more people. And that is something that God's only too delighted to do. Because after all, you and I are the entry points of his blessing into a lost and hurting world. We're here to be his blessing to those who need it. I shared with you last week how early on when I gave my life to Jesus, I knew that I just couldn't contain that blessing. I knew that I had to tell people about it. And so I asked God to expand my borders. This he did beyond anything I could have ever imagined way back then. Here I am now with you sharing the love and the blessing of Jesus Christ. But immediately, when those borders began to expand, I found myself completely out of my depth. When the number of radio stations airing this very program that you're listening to grew from a handful to a few hundred to over 1,000, there were many times along the way that I was completely overwhelmed by how much had to be done to make it all happen, how many things were beyond my ability and my wisdom and my foresight, by how inadequate I was and still am for the task. Trust me, I'm not into false modesty. I'm telling you that the things that God calls the little ministry of Christianity Works to do as we produce radio and television programs and reach out across the globe is breathtakingly, gobsmackingly scary on a daily basis. I suspect that's exactly what was happening to Jabez. And so the third part of his prayer went like this. Firstly, God, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me. He prayed that God's mighty hand would be with him and upon him. Throughout Scripture, the hand of God is used as a symbol or a reference to God's immense power. Jabez knew as more blessing came his way and more opportunities to share that blessing came his way as his territory grew, he simply couldn't do it on his own. Years ago, I stumbled across this amazing scripture, and it's one that I want to give you today, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the entire earth to show himself strong for those whose heart is true to him. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? The eyes of the Lord range throughout the entire earth to show himself strong for those whose heart is true to him. In other words, when our heart is true to God, remember, God looks on a man's heart, not on his exterior qualities. When our heart is true to God, he actively sees that because his eyes are roaming the earth looking for precisely that. And when he finds it in you and in me, he comes to us in a show of power to meet the incredible challenges of the abundant blessing and the expanded borders. God knows you and I can't do it on our own. He knows that. In fact, his plan was that we should always, always have to depend on him. As Bruce Wilkinson writes in his little book, The Prayer of Jabez, for the Christian, dependence is just another word for power. I love that. For the Christian, dependence is just another word for power. God wants us to depend on his power. You see, the disciples, unfaithful, selfish, uneducated bunch of guys that they were, Jesus departed and entrusted to them the salvation of the whole world. It was their role to step out and kick off this fledgling idea of this thing called church, right amidst terror and persecution. And what was it that Jesus said to them before he was taken up? Luke chapter 24, verses 46 to 49. He said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." God's plan was always to give you and me all the power we need to accomplish what he's called us to do. Let me say it again, in case you missed it the first time, God's plan was always to give you and me all the power we need to accomplish what he's called us to do. And so as we ask for more blessing, and we ask for more territory across which to share his blessing around, as naturally as night follows day, we're going to need to ask him that his hand would be with us, that his power would be upon us. Because without that power, without his power, we're just going to stumble at the first hurdle. We are not going to be able to accomplish the things God's called us to do in our own power. I cannot achieve what God has called me to do in my own strength, and neither can you. We can only do it in his power. And to the one whose heart is set on doing his will, there is more than enough, more than enough, more than enough, way more than enough power at our disposal. Do you get it? God wants to bless you. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.